Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jesus Rodriguez of the Fightable.com role-playing podcast. Here we're going to play some part-time gods, where you play as gods with jobs. I just made that up, it's very clever. Starting from my right, tell me your character, and etc.
Okay, my name's David, and I'm going to be playing Jerome Clay, the god of remorse and regret.
Hey, I'm Billy, and I'm going to be playing Chad, who is... the god of nerds. Gay.
We're going to get so many complaints about this episode just from Billy.
Yeah. Shut up!
Nerd. I already have a complaint.
This is Angela. I am playing Nadia Braga, the god of medicine.
And this is Daniel. I am playing Oren Sinclair, the god of paper.
Now, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the town of Louisville, which has already been influenced by these gods, this pantheon of gods, or the pantheon, this pantheon that exists in this town. What are the main aspects of the town? First off, it has one of the highest suicide rates of any city. Oh, by the way, the city's only about 200,000 people, so no one really cares about it. But, yeah, highest suicide rates of any country, of any city in the country. But apparently it has one of the best psychology institutions around. Because of Billy's influence, it also is slowly becoming one of the best nerd centers of the country, and is soon to be outstripped Comic-Con at some point in the future.
Oh, no! Yep. Without Chili Peppers!
Because of Angela's influence, it is also one of the best medical institutions, but also has a ton of quack doctors, because the doctors here are super expensive, but they're the best. Mm-hmm. And because of Daniel's influence, it has one of the paper mill that's makes the best paper in the country. I don't know how you make the best paper, but it's there.
Trust me, we make it.
But also has the highest...
headquartered here.
But also has a high instance of paper cuts.
Just lots of them all over the place.
Surprisingly,
many of them cost directly by me.
What's your name?
Oren.
So I'll be like, Oren, fuck.
Okay.
And every time his
Oren's
sake.
Okay.
And there I am, you know, you see a piece of paper appear to use the words, do not take my name in vain.
Okay. So much so that at least... out of every 1,000 cases, one of them is lethal.
Those are usually the ones directly inspired by me.
Some hospitals have a burn unit. We have a cuts unit.
Yes. I took that lashing entitlement for a reason.
Okay.
The book says it's like, you know, invisible psychic bonds. Fuck that shit. I throw paper.
First you turn to a duck.
Yeah. Origami.
Origami.
No, that's what my minion manifestation is for.
You're a master of origami,
dude.
Do you have the instill life?
Yes. That part comes with minion.
Okay.
I can't remember which one it was on.
I was like, either I'm taking minion so I can.
By the way, my natural weapon is actually going to be the Zelda glove. I don't know what this is, but it makes me hit harder. I could throw stones really well.
Okay.
The Zelda glove?
You mean the power glove?
The power glove.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I think it should be like Hulk hands. Like the Hulk boxing
glove. Oh, no, I'm going to go with the classic Nintendo, the Nintendo glove.
The power glove.
Yeah, the power glove. Yeah. Oh, dude. B power.
Can we get back to the game, people?
We are.
This is getting into character. This is research.
All right, yes. All right. You guys are all in your respective locations. You're in your... David, you're in your abandoned home. Billy, you're with your order of Chad. You're still working at the hospital. You are still... Where do you work?
I'm a librarian.
Yes. You're a librarian in the library.
In fact, I have the library gift, which I am figuring out how many points in I have right now.
Okay, so you're in the library researching.
Yes.
Or doing something.
That's what I do.
Maybe yelling at some kids to be quiet in the library.
Yes.
When you all of you get the same sensation. Mm-hmm. Now, as gods, and as part of the pantheon, you own this city. It is part of your territory. Now, generally, as a pantheon, you can detect when there's another god in your territory, because it's sort of a rivalry thing. Mm-hmm. You feel that detection now. A god has entered your city.
Bastard.
Do we have a name for the pantheon?
Oh, do you guys have a name for your pantheon?
Louisville Sluggers?
Dude.
You're out of the pantheon.
I'm voting for that. Chad's like, hell yeah! Yeah! To support our ancestry. Because Louis made this place, and he made baseball.
Actually, it was a proctor named Louis.
Shut up, nerd!
I just
wedged you the fuck out of him.
Why does a defeated sound?
My only weakness.
All right, we'll work on that.
That should probably be like Billy's weakness. If somebody wedgies you, you're like, no!
I'm going to start manifesting like nerd stuff.
Anyway. That's amazing. All right. So, no name for the Pantheon just yet. Work in progress.
Okay. Keep on debating.
Yeah. As you're thinking, you can feel the presence enter your territory. You feel it driving for a little while because you're not 100% sure. I'm assuming you guys called each other up and it's like, hey, there's something here. Mm-hmm. Preparing yourself.
Yep.
Now, you don't know exactly where it is, but as you get close to it, it can shrink. The range can shrink a little bit until you can find specifically where that person is. So as you start driving over there, you'll have cars of some sort or another.
Yeah.
Big old Toyota.
Yeah.
Truck nuts and all.
You start getting closer and you start realizing that the place is getting more and more similar. Some place you've hang out before, until eventually it goes to your favorite hangout, the sports bar, Minos. But why Minos is important is, A, it's your hangout point where you guys discuss random things about being gods. Mm-hmm. Although, honestly, most of the time it just turns to mess of arguments about random things that make no sense, honestly, but you're gods. It makes sense for you guys.
People leave us alone. And you want to debate shit like pantheons and powers and stuff. They assume that because we're hanging out with Billy's character, we're all nerds. Or
the funny thing is, he doesn't look like a nerd. He just gives that off.
Oh, I hate that. So gay.
But another interesting aspect about Minos is, A, it has a regular human bodyguard in the front for human stuff, but just in case of trouble, there's a guy you hired in whose name is Minos, and who also happens to be a Minotaur. And he's in the back, and his job is just sit there until something happens. And most of the time, nothing really ever happens, so he just pays to sit there. And he's okay with that.
He takes money? Like, human money?
See, the thing is, most Minotaurs live in enclaves out in the forest and stuff like that. He's a bit of a weirdo. And he has people to buy stuff for him, mainly because he says, hi, I'm a Minotaur, and I'm all alone in this strange human city. Could you help me? A lot of the nerds like him.
Oh, God.
And honestly, he's in the back with his PlayStation, just hanging out.
Cool.
All right. And you say Xbox 360, so I feel like I can play with them.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Right. He kicks your ass in Halo all the time, though, sadly.
That's cool.
Okay. You notice, as soon as you head out, you notice the bodyguard telling people to leave, the human bodyguard in front telling people to leave the establishment, leave Minos. And as you enter the building, you see Minos himself standing there, looking in a certain direction. He sees you guys. That one. He points you to the end of the bar.
What time of day is it?
About midday.
I reach down to, like, I have, like, trash and, like, you know, half-eaten fast food on my, like, floor, and I start searching around. I finally pull out a lightsaber replica, like the kind that you fold out, and I look it over and nod my head and shove it into, like, my little holster I have, and I walk in looking as badass as possible.
Okay. Real quick, what do people look like here?
I have a rat tail.
Oh, my God.
It's like buzzed, rat tail, white, big, bulky, square jaw, Letterman jacket that I didn't earn.
I'm going to give you a +2 for douchebaggery.
Oh, yeah, douchebag.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I'm mid-30s Caucasian, slim, but not mostly just from overwork. It's not like she works out a lot. It's like... keeps a healthy diet and works ridiculous hours, so she stays relative, you know, just energy keeps her going.
Oh, you're 30?
I'm over 30.
Never mind.
Oh.
Wow.
Let's see, me, you know Malfoy's dad from the Harry Potter movies? Basically me.
Cool.
That's so hot now I pictured you. Like, I pictured an old man with, like, balding head.
Nope. Wait, who do you look like from the Harry Potter movie?
Malfoy's dad.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Okay. My character is a Caucasian, 6'4", kind of thin. A good way to explain it would be like pretty much every haunted, haunted, exhausted Nicolas Cage character he's ever played in like a horrific drama.
But which toupee are you wearing?
Not a toupee.
Rather a bird.
No, he is. He has jet black hair with softly or gently graying sideburns, and he perpetually has this exhausted, haunted look about him. And he true to stereotype, wears a lot of tight-fitting black clothing, and he's not in particularly great shape, and he looks older than he actually is. Like he just is waiting to die. Alright. Yeah.
At the back of the bar is a guy who obviously took a... obviously went to the bar itself, took a couple of bottles without the bartender's permission. The bartender is gone as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably in the back playing PlayStation. You have no idea.
She
knows about Minos.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she also kicks his ass, but, you know, you never want to admit that.
Mm-hmm.
Nerd guy.
Let the Wookiee win.
Mm-hmm. And as far as you can tell, he's just guzzling down a vodka bottle.
Okay.
Sup, bitch?
What does he look like? Is he
important? Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. Before he says that to the 14-foot tall man,
he's simply a dude, 5'9", 5'9", older looking gentleman, grayish hair, Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's not dressed poorly, but it's just he's dressed in a way that makes you think like he didn't care too much about how he's dressed.
Mm-hmm.
He just starts guzzling it down.
Oh, okay, cool. All
right.
Sup, bitch?
Looks, takes a look at you. Took you long enough. This is your place, right?
Yeah, it is our place.
Has your stink all over it.
Oh, man, you just cruising for a bruising, dude. Just like, I'm like right ready to go.
Yes,
just say it, guys.
Right. Why do I think of role-playing games when I'm around
you? Shut up! Kick your ass.
You know what, just let me finish this. And he mixed something together. You have no idea what it is, but you're pretty sure it is 100% makes you screwed up in 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
He just guzzles it down. Oh, God. Damn. That was a good stuff. He's staring off into the distance.
So now that you've completely established that you will disregard any sort of manners, what is it that you want?
Want, man. Just offering you a kindness, really. Or no. No, actually, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm offering maybe just a temporary hiding place before I move on. Because, you know, this is a nice place to hide for a second, and then I just move to a new place. And it's kind of rude for me to, like, just come in here to your territory. So I decided to go to your favorite bar. Because, you know, I can sense that this is your banner bar because I'm a god. You're gods, right? And you're not. He just gives a look at you. He's like, okay, you're gods. Why have a minotaur?
Because
it's
scary. And you guys know minotaurs are some of the strongest outsiders out there.
Yeah.
So the friend one is a boon to you guys.
Yes.
Because we're that powerful.
He takes a look at you.
Shut up!
You're hiding something. Please. Do not. You can have a conversation with our friend as long as you want.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is that you have reached certain protocol.
Understood.
And now you have admitted that you wish for a place for haven. Yet, you've stolen from us. You're hiding something.
First off, I'm just pushing through.
And
I'm offering you information.
Slowly rubs his hands together like he's David Bowie playing with a crystal ball.
I don't have immediately information.
Okay. All right, let me tell you the score. And it goes beep up. Let me check my phone. Outside. You've completely placed from Carver City, about 100 some miles away. And let's just say I was a god there. God of heroes, specifically. What?
None.
Right.
Heroes? Like the sandwich.
Maybe
no,
the TV show that he was all a big fan of a couple years ago.
I wasn't a fan, okay? It was on.
You wrote into the fan club.
Listen, it wasn't me that was my... Shut up, okay?
You stood up my idea for that. Those fuckers. So is TV. Anyway.
Not a fan of TV.
Yeah, not a fan of TV. Anyway. Basically, there are no more people in Carverville. No more gods in Carverville.
Why not?
Kind of dead. This is some really good shit.
What killed them? What made you run?
I don't know, and I don't know. Well, no, actually, I did know. I was scared, and I ran.
Then tell us, virus? How could you not know? Did they just drop over dead?
an invisible creature.
I just... Did you I knew it? Their sparks just disappeared, all right? Christ.
Unlikely Christ wouldn't strike out at one of us.
Yeah.
Can I use read minds to see if I can... if he's hiding that maybe there is some sort of medical reason? Like, if he's hiding, like, people got sick and died, or there was an injury that was caused.
Some manifestation?
Yep.
Okay. He's going to try to resist.
Spark level. Nat 20.
I'm not even going to bother rolling. He is definitely hiding something about their deaths, but not necessarily about... But you don't think it's medical in nature.
I think you know more than what you're saying.
He looks, takes a look at you and sees your eyes starting to glow. I'm like, God damn it, always mind mirrors. Mm-hmm. Okay. They may have died horrifically with several wounds. It's a possibility. Could possibly be a... You know.
I'm sorry, can you speak a little louder? Loud bar.
There's no one here.
Humor me before I go in your brain again.
It might be a god killer.
The fuck is a god killer? No one told me about no god killer. I thought we were, like, invulnerable and shit.
Clearly we're not if you somehow got this.
Shut up! He wasn't really a god, he was a pussy.
You've heard rumors about this, that there's certain humans who serve a particular type of god. Mm-hmm. But and they themselves have a spark within them. That and their mission in life is to hunt other gods for their god.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Do you have any idea who this god killer may have been associated with?
Not a fucking clue, honestly. God, I mean, I have enough trouble with being what I am. Fucking god of heroes. You know what happens with a god of heroes? What do you think, firemen? People going around like, yay, it's a hero. No, fuck no. You know who people perceive as heroes? Whoever the fuck they think is a fucking hero. And often in this, you hear an argument with you, some random guy and the human bodyguard outside. Yo, man, why the fuck you don't let us in? Fuck you, man! And you can hear the douchebaggery. You can hear the colored shirts and the massive muscles of this douchebag. And here in the back, and I was like, "Yeah, man, take him down. Be a fucking hero. Take that motherfucker down." And you begin to realize being a god hero probably not the best thing in the world. Mm-hmm. Got to deal with assholes like that all the goddamn time.
Hey, you leave Terry out of this. He's having a hard time. Okay. His dad bought him an SUV. Wrong color. What would you do, man? What would you do?
He just looks at you.
I just look back. I'm giving him the intimidating stare.
Okay. You know what? All right. I gave you a warning, so you prepare yourself. I'm going to pass through, so maybe he's busy with you guys as I head out. I'm just going to finish this, though, before I get in the car. It takes 3 bottles. Huh. So,
do you have any money to exchange for that?
I didn't really grab my wallet along the way.
Hmm. I look around at the group of us, and then I look at him, and I look at the bottles. Well, unfortunately, economics still apply to us. Put them down.
God damn it, he puts them down. He walks out.
Hey, hold on.
What?
What gods died in your little, what do we call it? What's this? Pantheons.
You know, there was Louisa, god of art. Gosh, she was beautiful. The things she could do with her fingers.
Hey, names. Just need names and
Matt,
dominion.
You didn't know it before you met her, but sex is an art. And then, anyway.
You
would have
done poetry if it bit you on the ass.
I bet she bit.
Oh my god.
There was Tillman, god of dogs. He was a weird one. Always smelled
gay.
And there was this one guy. He didn't know the real. He called himself Hobo, god of filth. It was a weird one. Anyway, that's it. I'm out.
Sorry to hear for your loss.
Yeah, that's nice. See ya.
Don't come back.
Alright, so
he good gets old Louisville's hospitality there. Yeah. Don't come back.
I guess gods don't like when people like other gods just suddenly appear because then their environment starts changing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like it's very big. It's like, dude, we don't want like everybody to think they're a hero right now.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. That's why becoming a pantheon is also a big deal. It's also permanent. Like, if one of us decided, like, oh crap, I don't like these guys anymore, well, there's you suck. You're part of this pantheon. And mm-hmm. Just stay here now.
Yep. So you guys brought my original guy in because he was bringing in like tech support and shit, like tech companies. Now that's why you're stuck with me.
Yeah, pretty much. We're kind of stuck with you. Yeah. Need to figure out a band.
Okay, as I watch that guy get into his car or whatnot,
he gets in a random, pretty crappy looking car and just driving off. Mm-hmm. And you slowly sense his essence driving off and pretty sure to roll away from town. It's going to take him like an hour or two to get out of city.
Better run.
I do. Ban to, I'm taking that as a drawback, divine ban.
Mm-hmm.
My ban is I cannot use my abilities on someone who's illiterate. How's that?
Mm.
So like children and stuff. Interesting.
Yep. Yeah, somebody who doesn't know how to read, I cannot. Now, this does not mean I can't affect like animals and stuff, because those are, you know, but like people who are illiterate,
mm-hmm. Okay.
I cannot affect with my powers. That's my ban.
Interesting. Right. What about blind people?
If they know how to read, you
okay.
know, even
or
if it's
braille.
Braille.
Okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I look around at everyone. So, off the top of my head, the chances that he could have led that god killer to us are reasonably high.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a god of filth, a god of dogs, and a god of art does not sound particularly well fortified.
Oh, we got the god of fairy tales right here, god of healing, and a god of nerds. How do you think we're going to fare?
Not well.
No, we're fucked.
Yeah, we are in
not
trouble.
Not if I have anything to say about it, I'll keep you fuckers alive.
Like, brain in a jar alive, or live alive?
I'll do what it takes.
Oh, man. Fallout 3, that fuck.
Oh. Vat system.
No!
I'm grabbing like a like bottles. He's like chugging it to stop myself from talking about Fallout 3.
You see Minos in the back looking at you. Just he starts preparing your favorite drink. Massive hands, very delicate.
Well, if it's a single god killer, then we should. If it comes to this town, find out what god it's working for. Maybe we can work out a deal.
Didn't they all, like, die, you said, like, at once? Like, you felt their sparks, like, fuck, go!
No, no, you said one at a time.
Oh.
So, like, in different instances, they started
okay.
dying off.
Oh, man.
Perhaps it was personal. Maybe he just wanted to kill whoever was in that town. Assuming.
Did we know anything about the Clarksville people? I mean, did we get tabs on the other gods?
Did we take the last train to Clarksville last time we went there?
Okay. You guys... Gods generally don't really associate with other gods unless they have to.
Did we meet them at the station?
I mean, you could hear. Oh, well, you could hear rumors over there, so it's up to you guys. Like, you don't have in depth information, but you know generally, like, there are gods there. They do stuff. Like, yeah, what you do know is, like, as you know, each city, as because of its gods, are influenced in some way. So, you know, like, certain aspects of the city will show that there's certain types of gods there.
Yeah.
You know that much.
Shouldn't we, Oh, dude, check it.
He's thinking.
We look at the city, and we're gonna know that it's gonna be, like fucking dirty, and there's gonna be, like, hobos everywhere, and there's gonna be, like, you know, sex and orgies and art all over the place, and then there's gonna be, like, what was the other one?
Dogs.
Dogs.
Dogs, like, shitload, so it's like hell.
Give me an intelligence.
But what if there was, like, another thing they had?
Everyone would just hit.
Like, some sort of, like, you know, like, volcano. Like, there was volcanoes, so there'd be, like, the god of volcano there.
Oh, so you're just talking about looking at the other city to find out what
was Clarksville.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, what, maybe the like, an aspect suddenly shot up there.
Mm-hmm.
Something does. Oh. You mean the other god. The one who has a god killer.
Yeah, like, what if it's, like, dude, for some reason they have, like, a shitload of, like, birds, so it's like a bird god now.
Interesting. It's not a bad idea. However, in order to go take a look, we'd have to leave our area.
Dude, it's called the internet. I got this. I'm pulling out my cell phone.
And I'm calling, I'm calling, Julian.
Hello?
Julian, it's Chad!
Chad!
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Clutchville, we need statistics on that shit!
Of course, sir! You know I'm a mechanics major.
Shut up!
You call me.
Shut up!
He's yelling at me!
You know, you turn off the light, you can hear the squeak!
Go ahead! Punch the wall. Yeah, I basically gotta ask him, it's like, get
statistic
of the city, yeah.
I mean, he can do general information, but needs to do in-depth, which he's good at. He's gonna take some time.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So what should we do? I mean, if this thing's coming for us, is there, like, a way to fortify our shit?
Honestly, not sure.
What if they zerg...
What if they what?
What if they rush us?
If they rush us? Well, there should only be one. That's what the man said. Before he ran.
Okay, so it's like, are we gonna, like, fucking buddy
they died,
up?
They died one by one with some sort of horrific injuries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think being alone would be prudent until we know more, at the very least.
So, we all buddy up or something?
That has a point.
I'm not with him.
Oh, come on! Don't do this game again! Someone has to be with me!
I'll be with you.
Only give me perception roll.
You make my mom feel weird.
That's insight?
Mm-hmm.
Is it insight
plus...
Insight
plus perception.
Oh, yeah,
insight
plus
perception.
There we go.
3. Ooh. 18.
13.
17.
I'm sorry, insight plus what?
Perception.
So, 6... 25.
Oh, okay, that's easy. All of you immediately notice, as you're stepping out, something about to drop down on top of you. You all made it, so you all dodge out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You look down, it's somehow someone got a piano with a piece of string, and it just fell right in front of the bar. You look up, and you see above you a puck just start snickering and go off. Most likely a goblin of some sort, they like to do tricks, and just rush off. You know that... that pucks are going to be around areas of chaos. They're like roaches. You can't really always get rid of them.
Mm.
But they're like generally like you're able to keep their numbers down to a small number. But like, you know, like moments of probable chaos attract them. And the fact that opposing gods meeting, perfect place for chaos.
Yeah.
This is going to be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get this straight. We have to watch out for a god killer and gremlins trying to cartoon kill us.
Yes. Just, well, that species of puck, yes.
Interesting.
There's other species of puck.
Well, the faster that we wrap this up, the better. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it'll be very difficult for us to explain to the general populace why so many pianos are being lifted to second-story windows.
Well,
also, I want you all to make a promise to me.
Mm-hmm.
If I should die by some ridiculous event, you tell someone I simply died of the cold.
I can do that.
Screaming like a coward.
Billy, as you're in front, you see Minos duck his head and he's like, what's your character's name?
Chad.
Chad, you're Incredible Hulk?
What?
You drink Incredible Hulk?
I take it. I pull it back. I talked about this. It's not called that.
That's what it's called.
No, it's called the Green Mile.
Is that cool? The Green Mile's called
the Iron Giant.
It's not even green.
Shut up! I take a swig.
As you say that, you notice that he's massive and could crush you in 5 seconds if you wanted to. What was that?
None. Thank you.
He was just telling you that the Green Goblin was a enemy in this comic book.
Spider-Man. Why is there goblins, by the way? Like, there's a goblin trying to drop a piano on us.
Well, they usually stay away from this area.
Probably thought you were Spider-Man.
Shut up.
He does kind of look like Peter Parker.
Listen, no I don't.
With great power. He kind of smiles and walks back in.
I punch my window. Oh, fuck. All right.
Fine, well, let's go. Let's investigate the neighboring town. That seems extremely unwise, but productive. Mm-hmm. Unless there are any objectives.
Suppose we just think about it.
Okay.
Mm.
Wait. Investigate how?
Oh, we're waiting for a word from your nerd.
We're not going there, are we?
Oh, I thought, why not?
because it's like 100 miles away. I gotta be home for my mom's.
Oh, you said it's 100 miles away?
I said it was 100 miles
away. Never mind. Yeah. Sorry, I thought it was like next town over.
No.
No.
Oh, 100 miles.
My mom's making a brisket, dude.
What? Closes his eyes slowly. Well, we should all stay together, so I suppose you should tell your mother that you are having guests over for dinner.
Yes, I'm calling my mom. Mom, I don't want to worry you, but that thing that you've been preparing for, yeah, all four of us. Yeah, no, Mom. Take down the pictures, Mom.
Look at the best photos.
Mom, take off the wall of shame. Mom, serious, swear to God, kill myself.
Close. You're lying. You won't kill yourself.
I wouldn't know.
Wouldn't you only know if he regretted killing himself?
You know that, like, when you guys feel, like, some negative emotion, mostly sorrow-based, he just kind of, like, looks at you really uncomfortably and sometimes sniffs the air.
Oh. Okay.
That's disturbing.
Yeah. So, what do you want to do? Because I guess we can go and eat biscuit at my mom's house.
That sounds exactly like what the storyteller had in mind.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Side quests for brisket.
Okay. Well, just follow my car, okay?
Okay. You go into your... What's your mother's name?
Yes.
Eva.
All right. You go into your car and head up. All of you go into Eva's house. Mm-hmm. All right, okay. Go into Eva's car. You go to a very nice brownstone building. Very cute, like... She has a lawn. You have no idea how. There's no other brownstone in the area with a lawn. She does. And there's lawn gnomes. No clue.
This place disturbs
me. Okay.
Are there supposed to be lawn gnomes, or are these new manifestations?
You have no idea. But as you look closer, they're wearing red shirts.
Huh.
And he lives here. He would know whether the gnomes were supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're there.
Oh,
they're,
okay.
They're always there, but, like, for whatever reason, someone will start looking... like Star Trekky. You have no idea how that's happening.
Resistance is futile.
Shut up! God, you guys are just big dicks.
Yes, that is us.
I walk by a gnome and kick it.
Okay.
What?
It's a
weeble, though.
go up and...
Okay, yeah, you open the door in there, and in the kitchen you can hear... your mother go like, oh, so many guests this time. Are they all, oh my god, they're all so gods. Honey, you're here! can you describe her for me? Or?
A fairly plump woman, okay. Very excited, curly hair, big beaming smile, as sweet as you can be. You know, she runs up to me, giving me a big old hug, okay. And I kind of look over her shoulder, and I notice that there's, like the carpet's kind of messed up,
mm-hmm.
leading to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and the door is promptly shut and latched.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, who is it?
It's Theodore.
Oh, Mom.
He makes me feel like a woman sometimes. Okay, that's what I need.
No, Mom, we're not going to eat Theodore. Jeez, we don't eat people. Sorry.
Well, I'll let him out. But he thought it was part of the game. So just in case he has any questions, you know, you came in at an inopportune time. Okay?
Mm.
He's not staying for brisket.
He loves brisket.
She goes, open the door. Another portly, balding gentleman, about 60 years old, comes with glasses. And he heard you guys, so he knows as soon as she opened the door, he's pulling up his pants. Oh! How you guys doing? Hey, so, brisket! He walks off awkwardly.
You guys notice as I walk in, like really mild double guns towards the giant crucifix on the wall. Kind of nod my head and then keep walking. And then I sniff the air a little. She wanted two children.
Ouch.
I just kind of give you the side eye like yeah.
You invited me. Brisket.
I sit down at the table.
Lovely.
I take a seat as well in my new voice. New normal spot. My mom comes out. She starts going, Mom, I can cut it myself.
Seriously. But I could cut it for you. No. You might want to put it in little shapes.
This guy sit there and look down. I'm like, this huff.
This is this type of house that has Jello Jigglers for dessert.
Jello Jiggler in front of me.
Yes.
No decision shall be regretted tonight.
You see a room in front, you see a room pass by that looks like Wally for some odd reason.
Don't ask.
Okay.
You'll see the Megazord soon enough. I just start eating my potatoes and brisket. Shame.
Nice.
What's your liking?
Excellent.
Are you going to eat? Oh, I am.
I'm having two feasts tonight.
All right, yeah. As you're dining, I'm going to say you got a call from the hospital. What's your hospital called?
St. Vincent's.
St. Vincent's.
Sure.
St. Vincent's Hospital. You get a call from St. Vincent's Hospital. It's your nurse, Jackie. There's Jackie.
Does she have a drug problem?
She has a bit of a drug problem.
Jackie.
But she has does have a heart of gold if you get to know her.
I'm sure.
She has a lot of demons. Let it go.
The other people at the table, excuse me for a minute. I need to take this. It's work.
Okay.
And I step away.
Okay.
As soon as she goes away, I like lean forward and like stab her brisket and just start piling on. Shut up, Mom. She wants this. She's a vegetarian.
You get a problem with like, what's your character's name? I'm sorry.
Nadia.
Nadia! You there?
Yes.
Yep. Alright. Cool. There's an issue. You gotta come here quick. Hey.
Jackie, I can't quite hear you. The phone's breaking.
Yeah, all the machines are wonky.
The machines are.
Life support!
Oh. We'll be there as soon as I can.
Sure!
Can I use. Area sense for my for the hospital to see if I can get a feeling for what sort of malady may be happening out there.
Go ahead.
Let's insert 5 plus Oracle. Let's see, 14.
14, good enough. You're getting a sense that. It's not that you can physically feel a machine, but you're feeling the life attached to the machine. Some of the life support systems are failing. The machines themselves.
Okay, and all right. There is an emergency at the hospital. Yes, so I have to go deal with that.
Whoa, hey, no, that's like, this is like.
General Akbar would say. What was that?
Don't do this, man.
General Akbar from the film Star Wars.
Don't do this!
Would say.
It's a trap! Fuck!
Thank you.
Except that people are actually dying, and I need to stop that.
True, but it also separates you from the rest of us. Clearly, your dominion and not ours.
I've been closing the book that I've. Throughout all of this, I've had like a book in front of my face. It's like. I close the book. I'll go with her.
Alright. Fine. Double up. Buddy. Times. He looks around as if he's about to try to make a joke and says, don't die.
I don't attempt to.
Before I leave, can I cast alarm call on these two so that I will know if they get into trouble and get hurt?
What power is that?
That's under Aegis.
Oh, cool.
And it's specific, since it has to be like specifically to my dominion, it is if they are injured or ill. Mm-hmm. Insight plus pages 9. 20. Not a natural 20, but.
Yeah, good enough. Yeah, if something bad happens to one of them, you'll know immediately.
Awesome. Let's go, Mr. Librarian.
What if something bad happens? Either one of us, like, what happens if we get sick from the brisket?
I will know!
Oh, that's brisket trouble.
What'd you put in there? Holy water? No, God, Jesus.
And people?
What is this?
Soylent Green.
Oh, not again.
Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin it for those of you at home. That's Soylent Green is people.
Spoilers.
All right.
Next thing you're going to tell me that the boat sinks in Titanic.
Oh my god. You want to know how the end of the Passion goes? Alright.
I'm gonna get
somebody
complaints.
He dies.
Somebody complaints.
Why are they hurting him? Because he loves you.
Get used to it. This is gonna become a pattern in your life.
All right. So they go off to the not trap.
Not trap. No, not trap at all.
Saint Trappy's Hospital.
Okay.
The insignia for the hospital is actually a box being held open by a stick with a string attached to it. Like a small like piece of pie underneath.
Delicious.
There's
pie.
A red cross on the box.
This is acne.
Amazing.
You head off to the hospital. And as you're heading off, you get a call from Julia.
Yeah, what is it? What do you want?
Lord Chad, I have your information that you wanted.
Yeah?
Yeah. Before I know, there's this girl I really like. Her name is Stacy. If you could, like, make her a nerd, too.
Oh, dude, Stacy, what's her last name?
Carmichael.
Carmichael? She's not... Dude, you're too nerdy. Don't do this.
She's really pretty. I like her.
Oh, don't make me do the... This information better be good.
All right, this is what I got. There's a... I use the statistics...
I'm assuming you gave her information about the type of guys that were there, okay.
I use my statistical software to figure it out. Yeah, I saw the influences, like, the guy had a huge, the biggest dog...
Oh my god, I'm about to kill myself, I'm a god! Just get to the point, nerd, or Stacy's not going to have anything in you.
I'm sorry, it's just,
I don't know why, but I think that Chad's about to kill himself.
Well, one thing I did notice, there was a lot of conspiracy theorists there. Like, a lot of conspiracy theorists pointed at the town, and there were, like, a lot of people, like, that tried to, like, a lot of people that were found there that were trying to hide there as well. That was kind of weird.
Like, so they had a lot of conspiracy theorists and
like,
people...
It's like, people, not conspiracy theorists, like, that conspiracy started forming around that town, that, and, like, a lot of people who were trying, there sometimes found people who were trying to hide in that town. That was a weird thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
That's all I got.
Like, people were hiding in the town.
Well, yeah, there was a bunch of people, like, were trying to hide in that town. Just random people. Like, some thieves, I guess, or, like, people running from the law, and then there was people, like, trying to run... Some women trying to hide from husbands, husbands trying to hide from wives, stuff like that.
Okay, listen, Urkel. That's Stacy. I'll give you 2 hours with her as a nerd, but I'm not changing that body for you, dude.
Why would I want to change the body?
No! I mean, when you become a nerd, your body, like, droops. Don't be stupid. It's science.
Scientific fact.
I look towards him. Dude, okay, this is what, like, some dude that called me said. I don't even know him.
You guys are in the car.
Yeah. Some people in the town started, like, hiding a lot. Like, you know, hiding from their husbands and hiding from, like, the government and hiding from everything. So there's, like, a whole bunch of hiding shit. So it was, like, you know, hiding.
Oh, wait, that's right. They're in the car. I'm sorry. Ooh, I totally forgot. So, people were hiding, much like the hero god tried to hide in our town? And that was a precursor to murders?
Maybe. Oh, dude!
Yes, Neo?
Could you be, like, hiding here?
I turn around and look around.
No.
I don't know. I would have to explore if there's more or less remorse within large crowds. Fresh minds.
Okay. I call them and tell them that. Try to get a hold of them. Their cell phone. We'll try calling their cell phone.
Okay. Give them a call. You're assuming you're still there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, there's like... there was an increase of hiding going on. Like, people like hiding.
How does that increase? How do you measure that?
I don't know.
With gods, I say in the background.
So my boy said that, you know, there was a lot more missing people, missing person cases, and then they find them, and the people just said, like, I want to fucking hide, dude.
So, and they were using, what is it, Carterville?
Carterville.
Yeah,
Carterville,
they were like, for some reason,
their hiding
yeah.
Place?
Yeah, but not only that, it was just like, everybody in Carterville started hiding and shit.
I relay this to... Yeah. I'm about to let the phone on speakerphone. Yeah. Hands-free, because I'm driving.
Yes.
Gotta be safe.
Like, does this sound like a certain visitor we just had today for to anyone else? Came in looking to hide and get away.
Oh, dude, can we affect different other gods?
You don't know.
I asked you guys that since you've been here longer.
Can we affect other gods?
Yeah, like...
Suppose so. I mean, I've noticed that most of you are much more open with your tears since I joined the Pantheon. Or maybe that's just the frustration you have with dealing with him.
And the
what?
Silence.
Okay, so what do we do? So we got, like, he hides. So we got somebody that, like, you know, people start hiding and running and hiding. Gotta hide and seek?
Don't know, but it was a precursor to a god killer.
Okay, well, yeah, be careful, I guess. That's all I got
for
you.
So is there some sort of god of hiding?
Surely. If there's a god of nerds, there is most likely a god of hiding, as there is a god of biscuits and a god of plum pudding.
Who eats plum pudding for real?
Plum pudding!
Yeah. Oh, not the right time!
It's the plumpest!
Well, let's, I guess all we can do is...
Let's go save your patients.
Yes.
Right. Let us know what happens at the hospital.
Okay.
I will.
You head to the hospital. St. Vincent's. In front of...
Ends up the box.
There's no box there.
St. Vincent's of trapping.
Yeah. You go in the hospital and you see Nurse Jackie there. Just like, I don't know, a lot of the machines just stopped working for some odd reason. It's crazy.
Did you call tech support?
Called tech support. Except for some reason there's a problem with the phones, too.
But you were able to get through to me.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay. My friend is good with computers and technology. He's going to be coming with me to check this out.
I look at her, do as I am.
Hmm.
I am.
You go off to one of the rooms. Inside the room is a 12-year-old boy on a support cancer patient. It's very sad.
Yeah.
There's his dad there. His dad's always there. Or it's mom or dad. They switch off. And there's a bunch of doctors serious, just trying to figure out what the hell's going on with the machine. Do you tell them to leave, or...?
Yes, I'm going to ask... I need everyone to clear out of the room. Just give me a few minutes so I can establish what is happening at
okay,
this point.
You're the head doctor, but you're going to have to give me persuade for the dad.
Sure. No, I will not do that.
I will murderlate your son.
Murderlate? Get me the murderlator machine.
That one still works, right?
It's just a giant robot that's murderlate, murderlate.
It's powered by hand crank.
What?
I'm just setting overkill. It's just one of my many functions.
I go to the dad. I imagine I'm at least on a, whatever his last name is. I'm not going to be too familiar with you, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
I know this is a very tense situation. We're all very confused and very concerned for your son.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for us to do our best work right now, we need to be alone with him. Let's see. 13, 14. Is that plus insight?
Charm.
Yes, I'm sorry. That makes more sense. 19.
That's more than enough. Alright, I trust you. Just please save him.
Of course.
He walks out. There's a life support machine. There's a kid that's sick.
Okay. I'm going to... Let's see if I can use one of my powers here. Oh, hey. I am supposed to be able to... Let's see. I'm going to use Oracle, I think.
We have Oracle as a manifestation?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I've got Oracle, Aegis, and Beckon.
Okay.
And I want to use temporal viewing on the life support machine.
Do it. What's temporal viewing do exactly?
I can see the past and future of an item related to my dominion. So I want to see the past of this object, specifically around the time that. Shit started to hit. And since simple is up to one day, I figure so long as I get a 10, I'm fine.
All
right. IQ 6, 7, 10.
Got it?
Yes.
All right.
So I can see up to one day of this thing.
That's more than enough. You have a flash flashback of the device still working and also see something in a corner. Go inside. And in the back of the machine that you couldn't see, you start seeing this thing get more visual. It's a puck. Different, not a goblin though. The specific species you're kind of familiar with. We see this creature just go to the back of the machine, goes, and just goes inside it.
Is it still there?
You can't. You can see into the future as well, or no?
I think I might have to do a separate roll. Yeah, actually, simple is one day in the past. Moderate is up to a week in the past or one day in the future. So,
let's just say you know you saw it go in. You're not sure if it's out.
Okay. Can I open up the machine?
I'm going to say you can open it.
All right, open up to the machine to see if the stupid thing's still there.
You start. First thing you just know is right away is like a bunch of security just half eaten. You're not even sure how this machine is still working. And all of a sudden, you see tiny red eyes slowly turn towards you. And suddenly you see her go, and you just jump.
Banish it. I'm going to banish it.
Banish it? You can banish?
I've got Beckon. It really lets me do banish,
then
too.
Banish!
Let's see. I'm going to banish away this thing.
With bullets.
With bullets.
It's like, trust me, I'm a doctor. I'll take care.
23.
The second the door shuts, he just hears automatic gun fire.
You're all, gosh! Just, I guess, blows up. Into nothingness. Give me a knowledge roll, both of you.
I've been like, this while all this happened.
Natural 20.
Natural 20? You know for a fact. That, specifically, that type of puck is called a gnaw. And it just likes to chew things.
Jesus H. Christ, I got like a 28.
Yeah, you two are smart.
Yeah, in fact, I got more. Like, just the intellect. Anyway, point is, you know, shitload.
You know for a fact that's a gnar. Gnars like to bite random things. So that could have just been one instance of the gnar going in there and just chewing things up. Secondly, you saw that multiple machines were also having the same issue at the same time. So there's multiple gnars. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Number two, that gnar attacked you. Gnars are attack. If they can hide, they will.
Hmm.
Well, this is fun.
So in the meantime, I still need to keep this little kid from dying on me while we wait for a new medicine check. I think I can handle this.
You're gonna
roll. I forgot medicine. Oh god.
Let me see. What does healing hands give me?
So you got any like sixes?
Did you actually have cards? We're like playing poker with your mom's pennies.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to do goldfish or something. Yep. Just a normal medicine check. I'm not going to use any of my entitlements or anything.
Yep.
This is so exciting. Whatever 18 plus 16 is.
You get enough.
Yeah.
You're able to keep the
34.
You're able to keep the kid nice and comfortable until a new device comes in.
All right.
And I'm just going to go to each machine and try to figure out. I'm not going to make you roll multiple times. It's like eventually you're able to banish all the thing, but it was just... It's just weird that this happened. Okay.
Very, very, very weird. Do I have any idea of, like, is there a specific, like, since they're called Pucks, is it the Puck clan that works, that, like, do they control them in any way? Does anyone control
them? As far as you can
tell,
Pucks are agents of chaos. They're not into the control thing at all. They do whatever they want.
Yeah, they're not unionized, not even the medical Pucks.
Yeah. Even, like, between individual Pucks, they do their own thing. They don't group up. You've never heard of that happening.
Except that they have now, so it's possible that someone has figured out how to use them as minions.
This is disturbing.
It's very disturbing. Mm. They're ruining my hospital. I don't like that. Now it's personal.
Okay.
Now whoever is whatever is going around as a god killer, it's personal.
Okay.
Do you have any sixes?
Both of you give me perception checks.
Shut up.
No, us?
Yes, you guys.
3, 17,
so,
wow.
Insight,
20,
22.
Nice.
9?
9?
Yeah.
You notice nothing.
I'm engrossed in
it. It is a very intense game of Go Fish.
Okay.
22.
Okay. You start smelling something. It's gas. And your mom's in the kitchen.
Mom!
I'm gonna cut this out in 5 seconds!
No! Hold on, Mom! I'm trying to run in to stop.
Alright, give me a zzz check. A zzz check.
Athletics?
Athletics, yes. That's what I was looking for.
Okay, so. 18 plus 5 Damn. Plus what? Agility? 28.
28, yeah, you're gonna beat your mom with that. She's just about to turn it on when you just stop her.
Don't be gay! And then I'm gonna.
Honey, I told you not to use that.
No, it's gas, Mom.
What?
Smell.
She can't smell. She lost her smell through some accident a while back.
I was like, dude, I think there's a gas leak. I'm gonna try to check it out.
Okay. You open up the this. You notice right away that the gas line has been cut.
Okay, I'm gonna try turn. I'm gonna go turn off the gas.
Okay, it's easy to do that, but I'm gonna say because of your high ass perception roll, you look out the window and you see something smile goes and walks off. Same, it's a goblin.
Oh,
yeah, sure, you can't be sure if it's the same goblin or not, but it's a goblin.
Dude, it's personal now. You hear me?
I hear
the line's drawn here. No, go.
And as you're cursing yourself for quoting that line, you slam back. You notice a pan that you didn't notice before. You hit it, and it slams you in the head.
That's fine.
Resistance is futile.
Shut up, dude. I'm gonna give you a call.
All right.
Okay. Dude, some like goblin dude trying to blow us up by like removing the gas line. Well, didn't move, they cut it.
That's curious. We just ran into, are they called Gars?
Hmm?
The type of...
Nars.
Nars. There was a pack of Nars at the hospital destroying the life support equipment.
Dude, there was a pack of Nars destroying the life support equipment. The
phone's on speaker, I can...
Oh! Yeah.
Did you just... You thought you developed superhuman again, didn't you?
Dude, I don't know where this goes. Okay? I don't know what kind of powers I'm going to get. Nerds have super hearing. Like Spock. Just, what do you want?
You called me.
Oh, well, okay, finish your sentence.
I would recommend this. If Mrs. Skolansky is in some sort of danger, then perhaps the cult of Chad should look after her safety until we've come down with, found out what we can do to keep her protected.
Oh, no, don't make me call them.
Or, she can come back with me.
I call. I wait, and, you know, Chad, you know, he's like, you know, I don't call Julian, because he's not the guy you call when you need to do it, Chad, they all come.
He's like, just talk to
Siri, call Gage Hart.
You can call Carlton if you want.
No, I'm going to call Overlord.
It's Overlord. How can I help you?
Shut up, God.
Is this the Master Chad, God of Nerds?
No, listen to me, okay? I'm opening up the book, like, they actually made, like, a Bible, and I'm like... I'm going through, like, I'm calling in an Omega 14.
Omega 14?
Yeah. Bring your sleeping bags.
You're gonna... That is fantastic, sir. We'll do it right away. I'll make sure everyone brings their LARPing gear.
Oh, don't. No, this is not a LAN party! What the fuck's a LAN party? Goddamn!
30 minutes later, a bunch of random, like, between 17 and 30 year olds coming in with like LARP gear, like foam pads, random chain mail they made themselves, all that stuff. There's Overlord. Strange thing about Overlord, he doesn't look that geeky until you hear him talk.
As the geeks pour into the Skolansky house, I lean over to Mrs. Skolansky and just say, "You must be so proud."
He's gonna make change the world someday.
Mom, they need Tang!
Run away, honey! She runs off.
No, don't make Rice Krispie pit! Alright, cool. So, yeah, the Order of Chad. Dude, you guys, okay, this is what you're gonna do. I'm going to let you play, like, Final Fantasy, and I'm gonna make it, you know, jiggle physics. More so than usual, okay? So, you do that, and you watch my mom, I make this happen for you, but only for 3 hours.
They think about it for a second, and they instantly put in Final Fantasy VII.
Thank you! God.
Really not X2 with the, like, naked...
Have you seen Tifa?
I've seen Final Fantasy X2 with the naked shower scene.
Honestly, I haven't played it, so I don't know about
that. Oh my God.
So, they play Final Fantasy X2, then.
Yeah.
With the naked shower scene.
God, don't play this game. It sucks.
Yeah.
I saw it, and I just, like, you know, I look at it. What? Now, what do you want to do? We got people watching my mom.
I don't know if they're watching your mom so much.
I opened my mouth to say something snide and shut it again. I think we should get back together with the other two and see what we can do about striking at the heart of this problem. Okay. Assassination by goblin is pretty serious, Chad.
Totally agree with you. Totally see where you're going with this. Yeah.
Let's go to the hospital and see if we can find dying people with regrets.
Dude,
I go walk out the door. All
right, okay, guys, listen, I turn around as I'm walking out the door. Just don't fuck this up. And then they're like, never give up. Never shut up. I just punch the door. I punch the wall as I walk away.
Nerds.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, fine.
All right. Where are you guys going to meet up?
We're going to the hospital?
Yeah, hospital. Okay. You guys head over to us and meet up with them?
Yeah, I can see you going down to the intensive care. You see like one guy running. He's like, oh, let's go see the babies. And they're outside. And you're like, intensive care. Oh. She's 70 and she's never committed her goals. Yes. Let's keep her.
Hey there. Hey there, sweetheart. This is so wrong. Sorry. All right.
Lost your scholarship now. Okay, we're
so you're at the hospital. Go.
Yep. I look for. I go to the main desk and I say, "Excuse me, I'm an associate of Dr. Braga. Can you tell me where she is?"
Okay. She just takes a look at you. Is like, "Your doctor's busy right now. Who are you?"
Grief counselor.
Grief counselor. Would you have actual credentials for that? Okay, like, she looks at your paper, like, all right, she's in, and she tells you.
The picture, like, she holds up the picture of me next to my actual face, and it's the same despondent, sad look, like, bleached out. Yep.
And I'm, like, right behind him, just like a Letterman jacket. Backwards cap. Scumbag Steve cap.
Scumbag, you are scumbag Steve.
Okay. You finish cleaning up most of the NARS, and they walk in.
Okay.
So
everything is under control at the house.
Everything seems to be here for now.
I'm like, well, there behind my organ. In that case, I'm off to the library. I suggest you all come with me. And I start walking off unless anybody else stops.
Dude,
me.
I know I'm a god, but gas costs $2.50.
When are we playing? The gas costs $2.50.
We also have another god here who is morally bankrupt. Or the god of bad math. Oh, just give him $2.50. Sir, we'd lose. Dude, do it.
The god of bad math.
Gentle.
Hey. Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, okay. We'll go to the library.
Yeah, we'll go to the library.
Yeah, because libraries are made of paper. Paper is highly flammable. There are goblins that are destroying things and setting things on fire and dropping pianos. Yeah, so.
As you're driving off towards the library, you feel physical pain. Are you driving?
No, I'm not driving.
Okay.
I'm hoping one of them is.
Yeah, we took my car over,
okay.
So.
You are in physical. Ooh, super. Physical, like someone's put a stomach to your. Put a knife to your stomach pain. Give me a toughness test, please. Yeah.
Toughness?
Or is it a...
Vigor plus something?
I think it'd be
fortitude. Fortitude, yes. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Did I pick up any fortitude? I thought I did. No, I didn't. I got a 13.
Not passed out, but you are god pain. A piece of you is being ripped out.
I basically tell them...
the doctor's like, oh, what's going on? What's wrong?
I tell him, you are going to drive faster. And I roll, which should be enough. Yes, with Journey, I basically teleport to my library.
You yourself?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gone. My library is my 4-point bond.
Okay.
I am there. Like, drive faster. And then I blink out of existence, and
okay.
I literally...
Yeah. Little pieces of paper go...
Yeah. And a book, and in the library, a book, like, falls off a ledge, opens up, and I pop out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's nice. You pop up on the second floor. You smell smoke.
Fuck.
Okay. As you start heading down, and you go to another level, and you realize it's in the basement. Where all the older books are kept.
God,
the more expensive, the more... The older the books in this library, the more cold there is.
Right.
Knowledge and all that.
Yes.
And you smell the burning.
Yes.
And then you hear snickering. You look up, there's the goblin. Just walk, runs, jumping off into walls and stuff like that.
Right. Well, it's a library, so I'm assuming that we have a good sort of fire control system, which I am immediately going to try and activate.
Oh, dear. It's an older library.
This is my 4-point bond with an aspect of perfection. All my love and attention goes into this place.
That is a valid point. All right, give me
which is why I teleported.
He pulls out like his necklace and it just presses a button. And
which reminds me, let me spend a point of stamina because teleporting takes teleporting actually costs you a point of stamina.
With all those like points put into it, you're like, oh good, they only burned the decoy book stack.
All right. This is what I'm going to do then. Instead, I'm going to roll a D. Is that a D20?
Yep.
Roll a D20, and a 1 to 15, it works fine. 16 to 20, they cut it out.
It works fine. Of course, I got a 19. Yes.
Yes.
So.
Click, click. God damn it.
Yeah. Me, damn it.
Warren, damn it.
All right, I am rushing down to the basement, mm-hmm. and I will basically be using my puppetry to just grab as many books as I can, just pull them upstairs away from
done.
The fire.
Done.
Literally.
You can see those ones I got fired.
I've been meaning to say this, I didn't want to interrupt the game.
Uh-huh.
Two things about my character.
Shoot.
One, he usually carries a little briefcase with several sheaves of paper.
Right.
And in addition to the sheaves of paper, a selection of cheap romance paperbacks, which are to be used as sacrifices whenever I really need them.
Right.
So I immediately pull up one of my paperbacks and just like sort of crush it, which just like kind of like disappears into me.
Yeah.
That's giving me a +2 right. to my roll.
How do you do sacrifices? Can we do sacrifices?
Basically, anything that's related to your dominion, you can sacrifice to gain a +2 to a manifestation roll.
That's
okay.
Fucking awesome. You guys should be prepared to be sad if you get into combat.
Aha, uh-huh, nice. 16 plus.
Walker was the biggest mistake of your life.
Yeah. 21.
More than enough. Basically, random book. Dun, 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 random book started chopping away.
Yeah, like I know my books, so I'm going for like the most valuable
okay.
ones. Like
you see, one massive turn suddenly start floating, and a bunch of other books just stack on top like it's a goddamn carpet, and just starts floating away. All that stuff.
Literally, like a little car made
yep.
of books.
You actually also see a bunch of scrolls combined into a scroll man and start walking.
Yes. A lot of them fly off like birds. I'm actually very artistic when it comes to this. I never usually show this side of myself
yeah.
to others, but...
Corduroy!
You know, the books are... Some books in the corner are burning, but it's also starting to hit the walls as well. Since you teleported, you're able to get there pretty damn quickly, so
yes.
not as big as it could be.
Right. Well, first priority, save the books.
Okay.
They're made of papers. Building is made of building.
If you spend your time saving all the books, the fire's going to spread. You reach a point where you can't stop it.
No, I totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, the books are burning.
Mm-hmm. And it's starting to hit the walls.
Burning paper is still paper. Can I use Journey to teleport the burning books outside of the building?
Technically, like, if once it's burning, there's a chemical change happening.
Yes, but I can take the actual parts that aren't burnt yet, take them outside, just leaving ash, which will...
Oh, that's going to be pretty expensive. Give me -3.
I'm very
roll.
Smart.
Give me -3 to your roll.
I'll just do it.
Okay.
Another paperback goes like, Daniel Steele. And, 10, -3, 7, +4, +2, so it moves me up to like 13 or something like that.
Not enough.
At least some of it must have teleported out. Some of it must have like, oh,
not enough. Not enough to affect the fire, too.
Yeah, yeah. Hurry up, people.
Tell us when we get there, Jesus.
Yeah, you're about
stuck
there,
behind
but
a train.
No.
Since you're focused on saving the books,
yeah.
The fire spread to the walls now. It's starting to burn up.
Do we see smoke from outside the building?
Not yet.
Okay.
There's a train.
What's the
God, point? I know what I'm doing.
What's the problem?
Okay.
Strange.
Is there a firefighting video game you're going to channel?
No, I know what I'm doing.
Okay. All
right.
Give me, Elza, you're walking in, give me another perception test.
Ten.
22.
20.
Angela's character, which I forgot to name.
Nadia.
You were the first one to go in. As soon as you go in, you hear, you look down, there's a string there that got cut.
Oh,
as soon
for
you step
fuck's
in.
Sake.
You see the string start moving. You look up and you see some strange Rube Goldberg contraption. It's like, shh, like a mouse falls down, like there's a ball splits. It's like, and you're so entranced, you don't see that this Rube Goldberg is affecting a bookcase on the third floor that's suddenly starts to fall, books and all, on top of you.
Ah!
You two notice that, though.
Grabbing her and diving out of the
give
way.
Give me agility roll. Athletics roll.
14 plus agility is, which is 5, 19. Yeah, 19.
I'm going to say that's enough. You're able to... Phew, as the thing falls down. I hear another snicker from somewhere.
Listen, pussy! Come down here and like, fight like a man! I kick your ass!
You step forward, you step on attack.
Oh! Oh, dude! Dude, it's in there! I got, like, tetanus and shit!
You don't have tetanus.
Okay. So do we smell the fire?
You start smelling smoke.
Oh, shit!
I call the fire department.
I'm rushing down there because I know where he's
at. Okay, alright.
And I was like, shit! Okay, hold on! I got this! And I reach into my pocket and I pull out... I reach into my jacket and it's like my nerd survival kit. I zip it up and I was like, okay. And I open up and I start ripping apart packages of Pokemon cards. Fuck! Charmander! Fuck! Kyogre! Fuck! Gia! Fuck you, Pikachu! I got four of you! And then I finally pull out a Squirtle. Like, yeah! Fuck yeah, Squirtle! And I'm trying to... manifest a Squirtle. Is that how it works?
We're going to let it I'm going to say technically it's supposed to be a statue, but we're going to let this fly this time. Because
it's
awesome.
A statue?
I think it's supposed to be a statue you're supposed to instead of like a card, right? Isn't it?
It's manifestation.
Manifestation. I mean, they can, yeah.
I'm going to say, let's go with it for now. That's fine.
Let's do it. Go for it.
So what I rolled? Is it 20?
Yeah.
Well, 11, and then I add my skill, minion.
Mm-hmm. Plus your spark level.
3, 4, 15 spark levels, 1, 4... 16. Do I have anything else when I create shit? Like,
if you were sacrificing something,
mm-hmm.
you can sacrifice that card. That would give you a plus 2.
18.
Yeah.
And
that's enough. Yeah. All of a sudden, from that card, you drop the card like a Pokeball. And energy, like
in Squirtle,
Pokemon,
I choose you!
Like, you see a 3D Squirtle. You're like, Squirtle! All over the expensive books. They are ruined.
They were on fire anyway. I got a lot of them up to the first level anyway.
You were using Still Life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it totally works. Like with since he has a physical object,
mm-hmm.
it is like fully realized. If he didn't have a physical object, then it'd just be kind of like ghosty.
So I should have... What should I have rolled for that?
No, you rolled the right
thing.
Yeah. No, it was actually supposed to be IQ plus minions,
yes.
So...
Mm-hmm.
It would have been... I would have added 4 to that. 11, 4...
Oh,
yeah, so 20, like 22.
Okay, that's fine. Cool. Yeah. He's like... And then just instantly disappears.
Yeah! I mean, fuck you, Squirtle.
Yeah, okay.
Squirtle!
And then I shuffle my cards back into the deck and
mm-hmm.
I pocket it. Okay. You sold nothing, Grandpa. I was a hero.
You hear the Mugia, only the very best. Like somehow, like, there's, like, background music now when he did that?
I quickly grab my phone and I... Yeah? Check it in? She okay? Okay. No, we're not going to increase it by another hour. Just watch your job, nerds.
I come down the stairs. The fire department should be on its way. Good. The fire's out. Is everyone all right? No one's dead? I'm like kneeling beside the ruined books, like, you know, tears going down my nose. No, not everyone is all right. You're having a ball with this. Is that red? I'm like, no.
You weren't fast enough.
Yeah.
Paddington Bear, I will avenge you.
Oh, yes. I will avenge these books.
The first issue of the book is burned a little bit as well. That hurts you the most.
First issue of what?
I will destroy the God Killer. 1,000 paper cuts.
Okay. Goblins are really starting to piss me off, and I don't get pissed off a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know.
All of you give me intelligence tests.
Wow, really?
Ooh, wow.
Never mind.
Damn,
10. 26. 16.
Okay.
23.
10?
For
was it just intellect or was it knowledge?
Plus knowledge, sorry.
Then it's 12.
Yeah, 25. You don't notice anything. 20. You three notice. You're smarter than I anticipated.
He's rolling.
Says God.
I don't know. I'm not going to know.
No.
I'm going to give him minus because I don't know. I'm the newest God, so
okay.
I don't know anything about pucks very well.
Okay.
So fuck it. Nope, okay. Nothing.
You want to trade rolls?
You're thinking about it. Bonds are a true weakness to a god.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Something is expecting, obviously, going for the bonds to try to weaken you guys before, say, an attack or something like that.
I suspect it as much.
And you got a 26, you said? Or
I got like 28. So.
Okay. You know, well, yeah, that's more than enough. You know for a fact there's only one god who hasn't been affected yet.
I think it's your turn.
Dude, what do you care about?
Like cemeteries?
Sure. Well, everyone get in the car, I suppose. Fire department should be on its way.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna use certain hoses. No. There's no calling them off, is there?
If the fire's out, then there's nothing to worry about.
They better not be. I will. I'm like there, just like,
dude,
kill them all.
We're gonna avenge these books. You got my. You'll be fine. I'm gonna walk up the stairs.
Yeah, I'm taking like that like slight, that singed first edition that just barely survived the damage. It's, I took it with me. I'm like cradling it, like, it's gonna be all right.
You have like a little kit,
okay,
that you just like repair.
Binding glue.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I will restore you.
All right. So where are you taking us?
We go to the nicer part of town, to a row of houses that are actually condemned. It's near the outskirts, near the promenade. You know, it's like where teenagers go to break into old dilapidated houses and get drunk and shit.
Yeah, I remember this place.
And it pulls up to a really old. You've dropped him off at his home before. It's an old dilapidated. Piece of shit 17th century house that was up on the market for like 10 years and no one bought. So that just sits and rots. A lonely sign of like for sale swinging, creaking in the breeze. Anything going on with my house?
Give me a perception roll.
Yeah, 22.
Yep, you know someone was here.
Okay.
But as far as you can tell, nothing's happened to the house.
Hmm. They probably put a bomb in there or something. Well, I'll go first, but I still suggest we don't.
Watch out for strings.
Indeed.
I'll go with you, dude. I'm going to go behind him. As we pass the for sale sign, is there another sign on top of it?
Another sign on top of it?
Yeah, like the name of the...
Well, yeah, like I was just saying, like, you know how you occasionally have like for sale, and would there be like sold?
If the for sale sign was there, the sold sign wouldn't.
Oh, okay. I thought, you know, I wasn't sure. So I'm like, put a sticker over it. It said sold. And it's like, oh, they did get it. They did take it away from you.
Nothing that clever. Sorry.
Nope. They've organized, like, a group to build the funds to purchase my family's house?
I just got this mental image of, like, a friggin' puck, you know, a little goblin at, like, the real estate office with a little suit. Signs, you know, contract. sign.
It's like the bank.
Oh, are you sure about this? Listen, this thing's been on the house, like, market for 10 years. I'd sell it to fucking Saint everybody.
Bank of America in the office is like, we'd like to give you the loan, but we need collateral. Like, puts a baby on the table. We'll take it. And got to him like shaking the realtor's hand in front of my doorstep. And like somebody runs up with a camera, like takes a picture for the paper. Like, it's like new real estate mogul moves in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyways,
now you know what it feels like to feel lost.
Oh wow. Okay. So we go inside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you give me perception checks.
That was bad. Mm-hmm.
One. Natural one.
Natural one. 20.
No, natural 11, 20.
12.
Okay. You start looking around the house. And, sorry, you had one.
Yeah. We're going to set off another trap. Yeah!
Okay. You look to your right, and you notice one. Something stab you.
Ah! What? In the chest? What?
Yep. You look to your right, there's a door that you didn't notice before that was instantly open. You know, someone in a cloak. Just, you can barely see his head and his face, and he just stabs you.
Ah!
Okay. And I'm not sure...
Physician, heal thyself.
You'll know in about a second, as soon as I remember what your emotion... Roll for ow, pain.
Roll for ow, pain. Ah!
Okay.
How does one roll for ow, pain? I don't have that stat listed.
Okay, yeah, so
that's
I'm going to go straight for... I'm
going
to go straight for damage.
What?
So you take, I'm going to say take 3 damage from that.
I assume it's lethal?
Yeah, it's a knife.
Ah! I just, like, scream, ah!
Okay.
I'm going to say you were upstairs by yourself because you rolled a one. Okay.
I'm quickly reaching in my pocket mm-hmm. and pulling out my keychain, which is a replica of the noisy cricket from MIB. And I'm activating... do I have to activate Ruin to make it
yes.
be ready to shoot?
Yes.
Okay, so, how much is that? Like, what does it cost me to do that?
Ruin...
Like, I'm imbuing this with the power to shoot shit.
Well, no, it's just an activation roll. Mm-hmm. Ruin is... that would be Blast, so Agility. So Ruin plus Agility... Plus, and then you roll. Plus
12.
Oh, yeah, plus your sword.
17. 17. 18. What else? Oh, and ruin. 1, 2, 3. And, yeah, like 20. And, just don't judge. I'm running up the stairs two at a time.
Okay. You see the stat. You see the, so her back. You see another the cloak figure. Are you, who's in front? You?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Are you blocking their path, or you're rushing up front? Yeah, right? Yeah. You see the same cloak about to go like this.
Yeah, I'm aiming the noisy cricket at him and firing.
Fire gunshot.
Marksmanship.
Marksmanship. It is.
I don't have any.
You're the one that brought out a gun.
No, I know. It's hilarious. I just realized that. Can I change that and at least put 1 point in that?
That is fine. You can put 1 point in that.
Actually, I'm going to take shit out of melee and just put it in. Mm-hmm. Right. No.
Not kitty bad. Kitty bad.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to fire. 19.
Wow. Nice.
And then what? Marcus sent 21. Do I add anything like agility to that? Or
I think it's agility for that. I'm not sure. I'm sure though,
like 25.
Yeah. All right, yeah. You ask the shit out of it.
Can I fly back? Climb on you? Mm-hmm. I do expect, like...
This well, you fully, give me a toughness roll.
Yeah.
Shit, but I'm behind him.
Eight, plus what is the toughness roll for? Stamina?
Stamina, yes.
Eight plus... Do I have to get under my stamina? Mm-hmm.
You just roll your stamina plus your toughness.
Yeah.
Oh, eight, so...
Or, vigor plus 42. Your...
10, 18, 23.
Wow. Yeah, you're fine and awake. I need you to give me a death roll because you're right behind him.
Okay.
Or fortitude. I'm sorry, fortitude and vigor.
That's okay.
That's what you should roll.
20.
Yeah, you're both fine, but you're both blasted against the wall. And you're
able to. Yeah, I was at the base of that. I was at the base of that.
Okay. And okay, what was your roll for the shot? Do you remember?
I 25.
25. Yeah. You see in front of you the guy go blah, and just crumple to the floor.
Ha ha. Oh my god. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Do I still have something sticking out of my chest?
No, he took it out to stab you again.
Oh, okay. Okay. Blood.
Yeah, there's blood.
Stand up, slowly stagger over to the cloaked person.
As you start thinking of going back up the stairs, you notice that the cloaked figure slowly start walking, rising back up.
Ah.
And as you're coming up,
mm-hmm.
you immediately notice the cloak. It's very familiar. Part of your. What's your nice and high's name again?
What? The St. Vincent Tragedy.
The St. Vincent Tragedy cloaks. And the hood is.
I'm sorry, the Vincent Street Tragedy.
The Vincent Street Tragedy. You start looking at the cloaks again. You look at the face. The hood is back.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of your members,
mm-hmm.
Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And you see something on top of her head. What looks like a. Goblin-esque thing. Not exactly a goblin, but its mm-hmm. teeth are into her head.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks at you and like, it's, you can't see its mouth is smiling, but its eyes are smiling in some way. It just starts. And she starts walking towards you. It's trying to pull it out. Her body's broken. You don't know how she'd be able to move.
That's fine. I look towards Nadia. And I say, one of my members needs your assistance. Kneel in despair. And I blast her.
Roll it.
Alright. No. I mean, I'm standing right in front of her. I don't know
okay.
how I can miss. what even... Oh, yeah, you roll your power.
Yeah.
So it's...
Power plus... what are you using? Blast?
Yeah, blast.
Mm-hmm.
So agility plus ruin plus spark plus your roll.
Oh, cool. So I got about 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
You try to put images of her regressing, you know her personally, you know all mm-hmm. the pain she's been in, mm-hmm. but you have your feeling that thing on the top of her brain is just mm-hmm. blocking it from her mind.
What?
She's not learning to control.
You cannot block remorse.
Starts to run. Well, she starts to run. Arms broken.
Hmm? At or away from us?
At you. Okay. With the knife raised.
Okay.
I need you to give me a knowledge test.
All of us? Just him?
Mm-hmm. Just him. Well, actually, no. Oh, did you tell him that she was part of your society? Did
you tell him that? Said that one of my members...
Okay, then all of you can do knowledge.
Ten. 19.
25.
I'm planning to shoot the thing.
Okay. You know for a fact that the member of her cast is part of his bond. Mm-hmm. If she dies, it will hurt him.
I immediately call out, "Do not kill the girl!" Mm-hmm. And I'm going to basically try and use puppetry. And, you know, basically I'm like dropping my briefcase to like roll mm-hmm. the papers out. Basically, going to try to use puppetry, just like mummy her up with papers.
Okay, so nice.
Immobilize her.
Roll it.
So that would be 17 plus 4, 21 plus, what is it? A whole bunch. Not quite 30, plus agility.
Plus my
24, 26.
Plus my Victorian era poetry degree.
So 26, basically.
26. Okay. You get her, and you still also get the puck. This is wrapped into paper.
Excellent.
And you see her like, her head starts trying to pop off.
Yeah. Mm. Well, this gets people.
I'm going to. When I summon my natural weapon, do I have to what does it cost?
Are you talking about your penis?
No, my power glove.
Oh, right. Yes.
It's probably spend a spark point because
it's my entitlement.
Yeah, if it's an entitlement, it's almost assuredly spam the sparks point
yeah.
that my computer's rebooting.
Cool.
So.
Well, yeah, well, I'm going to get my power glove. I'm going to grab hold of the gremlin thing, and I'm going to rip it. Like, you know, I'm going to...
Just rip it off?
It's in her brain.
Oh, I thought I was trying to get out already.
No, it's trying to get out, but it's still kind of attached. And it was kind of,
It's like a face hugger.
Yeah.
Right, so for now, I'm going to keep it... Okay, cool. I just keep it on, like, on her head. Like.
So the body's still trying to move around.
Oh, then I've got to wrap my arm around the body.
No, she's bounded by the papers.
Yeah, no, she's bound. You don't need to hold her. I'm holding her.
Okay,
cool.
You just need to do something about that thing on her head.
Yeah.
Nadia, I realize it's not a good time. You're bleeding.
No, I'm thinking. It's hard with the blood loss. But, it seems like the thing on her head is hurting her, right?
Yes.
So could it be a banishment? Because I'm banishing what is causing my patient pain?
Bit of a stretch, so I'm going to say minus 3 to the roll.
Okay.
You banished one of these things already, though, didn't you?
Yeah, but that was like, it was in my my hospital, which is my bond,
mm-hmm.
as well as it was life support equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
So
that's
it was,
okay.
you know, it was very...
You always have to figure out what's the tie into your domain whenever you're using these powers.
Plus...
Wait. Four. Yes, minus 3.
And what can we do to
sacrifice.
Give ourselves...
You can
sacrifice
something.
Or was there something about burning stamina? Did someone do that earlier?
You can spend a spark point. Every spark point gives you a plus 2. Every spark point spent, you can spend as many, I think, as many as you want.
I'm going to save those for... Because I need to heal myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
what
just going to do...
What are you goddess off again?
What
are you goddess off again?
Medicine.
Yes.
Oh, medicine. Yeah, I was going to say, like, maybe sacrifice the blood, but
yeah. Yeah, I don't have... Yeah, I've got plenty of blood.
Okay.
It's spilling out of my chest. All right.
You don't carry around, like, medical tools or stuff?
No, actually, I don't.
You totally should. You can sacrifice them when needed for
mm-hmm.
them.
Oh, sorry. All right, so...
This is actually happening in character. We're like, telling her, like, you really should.
That's got that 101, dude.
Eight?
Yep.
Can't do it.
It bites harder.
Ah! It was just trying to escape her.
I'm gonna. It's pissed now. I'm gonna give her a.
I rolled to try and escape.
Okay.
She still needs.
She has a lighter in her pocket.
Yes, she's gonna see. What's her toughness? Not very much.
I'm going to use. I can't remember if this is how the power works. Shaping of fate.
Mm-hmm.
In order to increase my followers' chances of survival in this circumstance. I have no idea how shaping of fate works, is the thing.
Mm.
Which,
it's
is that under?
That's shaping.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first power.
Fate shaping gives the god the ability to place a blessing or curse on their target based on some aspect of their dominion. The effect usually creates
dominion.
A large monster.
Yeah, she's
but
not
she,
dealing
but if she
yeah.
is one of your worshippers, see, this
yeah, but
she's
specifically
kind of,
dealing with remorse itself, even though technically she's a.
She's probably pretty remorseful that she's one of those worshippers.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a stretch.
Yep, alright.
Oh, well, I got an idea. You know, so this thing has, we see it, it's a little bit wrapped
in. Is it going to help her toughness roll? because she just got bit into harder. And her body's pretty broken already.
I'm just going back to that one time when my cousin bit me really hard and he wouldn't let go, so my mom grabbed him by the nose
mm-hmm.
until he had opened his mouth to breathe.
That's going to be after. You don't even know if they bring it, but anyway.
I don't know. I am playing my character.
Oh, but it's, by the way, it's still wrapped up in paper, so you can't really see its nose.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all right, so I'm going to give her a toughness test.
Would I know anything about... Okay. Oh, dear.
Her heart stops. The pain and everything and the fear is just... She dies. You feel physical pain as one of your worshippers dies. You're the god of medicine. You cause a death. You also feel a bit of a breaking as well. I'm going to say you're both at negative ones.
And Billy, she's hot, so...
Oh, dude.
Okay.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, can you pause for 1 second?
Yeah, I'm sure myself. Now, and we're back, and it has not been like 2 weeks since we started playing. It's right, exactly. We've all been here the whole time. Yeah, that happened.
That's scary.
Yeah. Okay. So
I can't wait till PAX. No one gets that joke on that. PAX has already happened, people.
Anyway, last time you guys. Last time you guys left off, you were in Jerome's place of residence. You had just killed one of his followers.
No, she died of natural causes.
Yes.
No, he's
so
just
killed one of his
natural
causes.
Cause.
Yep. Well, it's natural to die when you've been through the shit she just went through.
Okay.
Yep.
So, yeah.
True. I can't remember. Were you able to kill the puck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But unfortunately, her skull, I believe, was part of it as well.
Yeah. No, skull. She actually had a heart attack.
Oh,
yeah, she,
oh well, yeah, that was totally not our fault then. And if anybody, it's Angela's character's fault. Nice job. You were like right there. If there's one person in the city who should have been on that,
fuck you.
Not to make you feel bad, but you should probably feel bad.
I don't mean to make you feel bad, but you're a bad person, and
yeah,
you should
exactly.
feel bad.
I'm going to go to your office, and I'm going to take a real hard look at that doctorate.
Yeah. This is going on your resume. Killed woman. Couldn't do her job. A doctor's stuff? No.
So what do you guys want to do?
Probably sleep on the couch tonight.
You think? You started the day with losing your wedding band. So I think
it's been lost for 6 months. It's been lost for 6 months. We've already come to terms with this shit.
Players, this is the reason it usually takes us 2 hours to start a game.
Alright, we're cool. Okay, I'm
good.
I need to get in a douchebag. What
happened?
So,
okay. You are
done,
swimming
sir.
In a douchebag ocean, my friend.
Okay,
done, sir. You're ready.
I am, I guess Chad is just staring and.
Did you guys take damage? I remember you tracked
I took damage.
We slammed into each other after
okay.
I used the noisy cricket.
But you guys were fine. Okay.
Fine. Is she like dead?
Yeah. Oh. She's gone. Jerome is bent down next to the body of Carolina. And is emoting very specific but divided emotions. Grief, anger, sorrow, surprise, fear, but they're very delineated. He doesn't mix them. It's like he's trying to rifle through his codex of things to feel.
Continue,
sorry. Okay. Well, we're going to need to give her a proper burial. This has gotten extremely specific. Your family, the hospital, the library.
Yes.
Fortunately, it's a difference between soft and hard targets.
I need you to give me an empathy check.
Okay.
Oh, man.
19?
More than enough. You're sensing pain as well as confusion from the body. Now, out of character, have you dealt with it like ghosts before? No?
I think I've dealt with feelings.
Could you pass me the chips?
Chills and things like that.
But you never felt it before. Exactly. And you see it dispersing. You feel it dispersing. You don't know what that means. Whether that's a good or bad thing, I'm not sure.
Well,
and regret. Sorry, I should have mentioned those.
Of course.
It's a thing. Really? Yes.
Chad, I would recommend that you call your house and make sure that your mother is under good care.
Chad's like looking over towards like the doctor, awkwardly like aiming his head towards like this guy, as if like, you know, as if she has the thing that will make him feel better. I'm going home, and I'm not going. I'm calling my mom on the cell phone and trying to get hold of. Well, I'm going to call the home phone and then my mom's cell phone if she doesn't pick up, and then the order of Chad.
Okay, alright. You get the phone. Hello?
Mom, is that you?
No! Mom's fine. She's cooking us cookies.
Dude, I told you not to make her cook!
She wanted to cook. She had gas. We had no choice. And they're delicious.
Okay, dude, tell my mom to take a relaxing bath and with candles because she deserves it because she's like the best woman ever, and you better shut the hell up, dude, or I'll kick your ass.
Can I?
You're not peeking.
Oh, by the way, it's Julian, the guy who did the.
I hate you.
Yeah, okay. Remember Stacy that I talked to you about before, that maker nerd?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it said only 2 hours was supposed to be to do it, right?
Yeah.
It kind of was 2 hours, and then she kind of stabbed me.
What?
Well, she. I did things.
What did you do, dude?
I tried kissing her and stuff. Then she stabbed me.
With what?
She used my shuriken I had in the closet.
Oh, dude, I told you to get rid of the shuriken. It's only used... Just tell my mom to take a bath and tell her to relax. Nothing's wrong. I'll kick your ass.
All right, jeez.
I'm hanging up.
Click.
Sure. There's a faint smile on Jerome's lips instead of looking at Bodhi. I need to bring the body of Carolina to the place of gathering for the rest of the tragedy. I don't recommend that we split up. I need to check on the rest of the group. Would you like to accompany me? It's safe. I assure you, my domain is your domain.
Yeah, okay,
Have sure. Worse ideas?
Yeah, I've done bad stuff before. I mean,
good.
Episode 2.
He gets up and he gets up and goes to closet and pulls out musty old white sheets and starts to wrap up the body. And he really doesn't seem like he knows exactly what he's doing. He hesitates for a second and wraps up the feet again, and then starts to slowly pick up the body. He's got a strength of 3. Very, very slowly pick up the body.
Do you need help?
All I can get, Chad.
I'm going over and helping him pick up the body.
What did the puck look like?
It was mostly head, like a very tiny frame. I'm going to say it's about 12 inches long.
Okay.
Very skinny body, like 6, like 3 or 4 inches was the body, and then the rest was just a mass of it on its skull.
Okay. And so it was like kind of biting her on the skull? Okay. And it's dissipated?
It's dissipated, yeah.
Okay. Alright. Fine. I guess got everybody down into... We had a car? Mm-hmm. We have a car.
Yes.
We brought my truck. I think we brought our truck, and you brought your car.
Okay.
There's 2 cars, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'd look around the street and make sure nobody's watching, and then... open the trunk and unceremoniously help Chad like dump her in the trunk, and then I close the door and I look at Chad. You get used to it.
I nod my head. This is a little bit too extreme for me.
Alright. And if does anyone else have empathy here?
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
He's trying to he's trying to comfort Chad, but he himself is not comforted by that. You won't get used to it because he's never done this. And so, yeah. And then I guess I'm going to give directions to everybody. And I'm going to lock the door, I guess. Like, hope that they don't burn this place down, too. Give them directions to corridors.
Corridor, yes.
Yeah. Which, if I recall correctly, is like in the center of town.
Yeah.
Underground.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Do you want me to? Do you have a location for this, or do you want me to?
You can do it.
Okay. He leads you to an old theater that's used for like rock concerts now, but it's one of those theaters that dates back like 50 years. And he goes into he leads you into a back alley and down some stone steps into what looks like a basement entrance, and then through the basement where there's like a bunch of stockpiled different equipment, lighting, audio visual stuff, and food and stuff for the bar, and then he walks down some more stone steps and opens up an older doorway into a very cold hallway that extends for blocks left and right. You guys probably would know about the hometown like 50 years ago, 100 years ago. Most of these tunnels were connected to the rather large furnaces that went to the different municipal buildings, and the manner of how coal was ferried in between the different destinations, and now it's just used for like bathrooms and storage houses and stuff. And he leads you down into a boiler room to another doorway, and you're going deeper and deeper into these old tunnels until finally he gets to a hollowed out doorway with a Roman numeral V, and then three broken wine goblets, and then two standing up filled with wine next to the doorway, and he goes in God, I want to say electric torch. I've been watching too much BBC. flashlight is the word Americans use. Yeah. And I'm going to go to the main hallway, see if anyone's there.
Okay. You see about 30 members there of your 60.
Okay.
Basically, they're all... The room is massive, and there's numerous tables and stuff, people talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And in the center what looks like a small elevated area with what looks like a rusty wheelchair, but almost set up like a throne. And you see right below those that wheelchair is right on the level with everybody else, there's five chairs with a five set.
Mm-hmm.
And currently there's only four people sitting down on it currently.
As he's walking in, Jerome's kind of mumbles over your shoulder. He's like, Everyone seeks something larger than themselves because they find something lacking in the world. Or maybe it's the other way around. We seek something that's bigger in the world because there's something lacking in ourselves. But regardless, everyone here is damaged. So much different than your people, Chad. Except for yours revel in it. Mine try to understand it.
You guys know he's an ascendant, and their theology has become more in tune with their godliness. But you didn't realize what it meant until now. Basically, you three have your bonds, and you're like, I'm a god, I can do stuff with medicine, I can do stuff with paper. But it's hard to conceive of yourself as being part of paper. But the more godlike you become, the more you become part of your aspect. And you realize it might be easier for a human emotion to become part of that than, like, say, paper, or even something out there as medicine.
Mm-hmm.
He's become more in tune with his god remorse, and you can feel the power coming from this area, from his worshippers and everything. Not just because it's his bond, but something else that you're not able to identify. It's kind of scary.
What's scary about this? I just only led them into a place where they can't even call for help.
Is there no... as you say that beautiful thing to me, look over and I'm just texting.
The wireless gets, you know, worse and worse down here. That is the text.
I'm reading a book and looking up and I'm like, the lighting here is horrible.
Just make it happen.
Went down into catacombs to bury body, LOL. Okay. Hashtag I'm a guy.
Yeah, I'm sending it to Google. Okay.
You want to bring it here to where you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Start that.
It might be a little time to find, but
yeah.
I don't know if he's a collector, but he's my go-to guy for nerd
okay.
paraphernalia.
No problem. All
right. Okay. All right, and I walk in, and I help Chad, but flimsily, because my arms can't really mm-hmm. do much, puts Carolina on one of the tables wrapped in her shroud.
Mm-hmm.
And then I rather unceremoniously ascend to the old, the like turn of the century wheelchair and sit down, kind of hunched over and look at everybody. Could everyone gather around, please?
Yeah, we'll gather.
These are members of my my existence, and I motion towards the rest of the gods.
Yeah.
So,
some of them just stare.
Yep. More mysteries of a celestial life.
Are they one of them? Actually, I wrote his name right here.
Mm-hmm.
One of your five, Carl,
mm-hmm.
steps up. Are they aspects of you?
No, actually, they are independents. Without contrast, we would never understand what it is that we do here.
Oh.
I give you Orin Sinclair. His embodiment is that of Pulp Crest. You would notice paper.
They bow.
An absolutely crucial man-made thing of which we could not exist without. Nadia Braga is the goddess of sanguine health.
They bow deeper.
With every heartbeat is her legacy. This is Chad Skalansky. Moving on.
I tried to do a sup in there. Sup!
Lily, actually, another one of their fives raised up. If it wouldn't be too presumptuous, could you tell us what he rules over?
Is that Lily Dublin? Oh shit, you were the pimple chick in high school! She had pimples everywhere!
Chad?
Hey, Lily! You said I wouldn't amount to shit! Look at you! Borscht being a god of death, whatever.
You know that Lily had a terrible, terrible time in high school. Like, it was so horrible that she almost killed herself several times. She regretted her actions, but she felt you were helping her realize how stupid high school was. And then guess what happened?
I threw it on around her. One time, she asked me to prom, and I told her yes, and then when she came to pick her up, I gave her a bouquet and says, welcome to Pimple Prom! Pimple Prom! Pimple Prom! We were kind of friends.
Slowly raised your, my eyebrows.
Your,
shift to one
your
side.
Year of work, completely undone.
I sit down. I was like, "Oh god!" I'm looking back on this. If you have any empathy,
yes,
yes. I feel that me and Lily had a great time in high school. Like, this was a huge, funny thing for us. That looking back, but clearly, I have no recognition that no, this was awful. Oh, by the way, I'm a god of.
All distractions of the digital age, reaching far back, an escape away from that which reminds us of our weakness, our talents that society rejects, and the fact that we were never asked to prom. I look over at Lily. I shrug. Some are harder to explain than that. The challenges that we have before us are growing dire. Unfortunately, I come to you bearing the body of your sister, Carolina.
Okay. Also, I'm going to say this is the first time someone one of your group died of violence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in your place of power, you start seeing more energy from my mark. You see more of the regret emotion coming from the body.
Mm.
You sense it.
Carolina was beset upon by a creature from the elsewhere. I need everyone to remain vigilant. Please do not travel anywhere alone. But beyond that, the remaining five will decide what security measures must be taken.
You will need
everything. Okay. Not one.
They're fine.
Okay.
I imagine my character's like trying to remain stoic and despondent, but really he's just like freaking out inside.
They can sense it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
The rest of my pantheon will try to get to the bottom of this. Please be careful with yourselves. There are also members of the pantheon that follow Chad and Nadia. And the library is a very special place.
I put it on my book for a moment. I do have my book club, you know.
Such a mess. Next week's book is actually American Gods.
Interesting.
Yeah. It really isn't that.
I can see you say,
week.
Yeah, next week is like American Gods. You're like, oh, and you can see you pull up a little notepad and like, put a schedule in like a 10.
It's ruined everybody else's cult by showing up. I'm like, I'm the ultimate Debbie Downer of the celestial sphere.
I'm like, stop coming to the hospital. You're making it more depressing.
I can see, like, in a circle of club, and you're just talking. You're like, if you think about it, isn't our all fear of the time progressing what holds us all down? Because we realize that life is meaningless. Life is nothing. Life is no way. And someone's like, wow, I've never read Garfield as hitting my fans.
What's your book next week? The Secret? Let me save you the time. Areas okay. that are under the influence of my friends are safe havens for you as well. Should you need medical assistance, I implore you, but do not command, to go to St. Vincent's Hospital. St. Trap. Should you need respite from the city, please go to the public library. The third floor down is most quiet. And last but not least, the the six-sided store on Smith and 17th is, well, it's a place. I think they have Pokemon cards or whatever it is you children do.
Well, Magic the Gathering, too. I mean, Pokemon. I just, like, grab, like, the side of the wand slip. No. Okay.
Beyond that, services will be held for the next 48 hours for the body before we... for 24 hours, and then we will make a special place to bury it within the chamber. Are there any questions?
This is Jerome. Mm. This is a lot to take in.
It's a lot to say.
But I must ask, did Brian not see you? He's another one of your five. Mm-hmm. He apparently had an urgent message for you. He sent, and he actually finally looks at the body, he sent some of ours with him to go with you, to go to you. And he looks at Carolina. Carolina was one of them.
I was not aware of this. I didn't know.
All I do know is that he said something about some strange woman appearing. And that he had to find you near the bay?
Appeared to Brian?
Yes.
Near the bay?
Yes.
Well, I understand. That'll be the first place that I look.
Yeah.
I believe that my friends are eager to leave you to your mourning. Mm. Last, as he slowly rises from the chair with a squeak, it's important. Carolina attempted, not under her own power, but under the power of a other, to attack one of my friends. Be careful. Pray to me should there be any need for guidance or safety. Even through these stone walls, your words will reach my ears. But as always, your choices and the reckoning before you are your own. I've spoken.
And he gets down. And he starts walking towards the door, like, kind of rubbing his eyes over and over.
I need to give me a fortitude check.
Okay. Man. I'm totally picking up a new die after this. Fortitude, 1. And that would be, so, 10.
Alright, I'm going to say you temporarily lose a stamina.
Okay.
As you hear a piercing shriek inside of your mind. You're on your knees right now.
What's my stamina start at?
Oh, that's... What do you check?
Vigor.
Vig?
What's Vigor?
Vigor plus, or is it just Vigor?
No, it's, I'm saying...
It's gotta be Vigor plus something, because my Vigor is 4, but my stamina was
5. No, I mean your actual stamina.
Oh, stamina start is... I don't know.
It's in the rules. We'll find it. There'll be five things found.
It could be...
10 minutes later.
Ha! True. For those of you playing along at home, we're having small problems figuring out the way that they've divided information in the book. I'm still just happy we're playing something with magic powers, so they could be written in Latin. I don't care.
Let's see here. Ah, here it is. Let's see. All right. Character's number of stamina points is equal to the INS. Is that insolence? No.
Instability?
Insight, sorry.
Insight.
Insight plus Vigor, divided by 2. Rounded down.
Okay, so. Okay.
So what do you start out with?
6.
So you now have 5 temporarily.
Whoa, I have way too much stamina then.
Mm-hmm. You know what you can do with stamina, right? It gives you a damage bonus for physical exertion, maneuvers. Some combat maneuvers require stamina. You can do it for simultaneous actions. Oh. It's basically anything on page 101.
So it's insight plus vigor
divided
by 2.
Rounded down.
So I have 8, so 4, and then I get 5 because I get an extra one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And remember, on page 101 tells you all the stuff you can do with stamina. And there's a lot of stuff you can do with
I actually get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I get another one, too.
How did I lose my character again?
Seriously?
Actually, I haven't.
How did I do that? I
told you there's
a
vortex.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right, so
and when you go super humongo belly, you get 2 more, I think.
Mm-hmm. Insight plus bigger?
Insight plus bigger divided by 2 rounded down.
Oh, this is important. Four, right. Whenever you guys, if you have powers that give you extra health levels, they basically act like buffers. And so for you, Billy, when you go super huge and get like 4 health levels, whatever damage you take of those 4 health levels, it doesn't like transfer over to your normal body when you go unwolf or whatever. It's just considered disposable health levels.
Oh. I'm going to turn huge.
I thought you took Colossus?
Mm-hmm. Colossal.
No? Okay. Oh, okay then. That's fine.
I have a natural weapon.
Yeah, you do. You have damn good looks.
Bam.
Pew. Alright. See, are we even now? I complimented her eyeshadow, and I complimented your damn good looks.
So, thank you.
No problem. No problem.
But.
And you're looking at us like, can I compliment these two? Nah, it's
no, it's not your look like you're expecting, like,
All right, that's
all right. All right, so he's like on the ground screaming.
He's just screaming.
Oh, right, thank you.
I mean, all of you give me perception check.
Oi.
You don't need it. But I just want you to see the rest of you guys.
Sure. 20 I can steal on that.
What's a perception? Is there like a skill?
Yeah, there's a skill perception.
15 plus a lot.
18 plus a lot.
Do you add something to a perception roll or just the roll?
I'm going to say insight.
23. Then that goes
18.
Okay.
28.
You hear it clear as a keening coming from the bottom. He sees what looks like a ghostly hand trying to step out and get out of the body. You can hear something from the body. Everyone else.
What? Step back slowly.
Scream. It's sort of like a scream, you guess? I mean, it's really soft.
I'm just backing away. I'm taking out my cell phone again and texting. Hurry. 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 Don't be gay. I know it's so insulting. That's my character.
Uh-huh.
Did we talk about this at a geek round table? Maybe it should have been, how offensive can Billy be before you think it's just Billy being offensive?
Yeah. What's the deal with...
Oh, really? Were you just about to bust into Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Scream until somebody helps me.
Okay.
Do we have the patron saint of psychic therapy? No. All right.
It's kind of you when you think about it. So.
No, this is not good.
Yeah.
So I guess so. It's like a ghost hand trying to rip itself out
of. That's what he sees.
Yeah, we only hear a faint sort of screamish thing.
And he fell to his knees like ah.
I'm pulling out my noisy cricket. I'm spinning around.
Okay.
Ready to shoot. God.
Not everything is solved with a gun.
Yeah, we ain't solving it.
Okay. You see the ghost color. It's Carolina. Oh, kind of Carolina. Her mouth is extended. She's just screaming. And you know what happened to Carolina. Basically, one of her greatest regrets was her mother. That basically, they had a mass argument, never talked to her. Finally, when she finally decided to say something to her, her mother died of cancer. But she never knew because she never even tried. Every time her mother tried to call her, she just hung up.
Wow.
Why? What? Screaming at you, blaming you. You have a feeling because you don't go so rational.
Yeah. All right, you guys see Jerome, one hand clutching his temple and the other one hand out in kind of a placating, please calm down or stop yelling motion. Like, his eyes start tearing. He's like, I'm sorry. Listen to me.
I need you to give me empathy,
uh-huh.
But because of the mass effect, it's going to be a minus 3, you need a 15.
Is this a sense or resist?
Resist.
Okay. So it's a minus 3?
Yes.
Oh, much better.
Yes.
And that would be plus insight?
Insight, yes.
19.
19, that's enough. She just stops the screams, but you know it's not going to hold on long. She's just looking for someone to attack at this point. She's a ghost just full of regret.
Oh, I'm sorry, 22.
That's enough.
I keep forgetting those.
Okay.
Listen to me. I can help you find solace. Your death is not the end. I can help you find peace. Just don't do this. Ow. I motion around. Look around. You're still with your family. My pantheon is here. We can help. Oh, we can help.
Is that Caroline of my school?
Oh my god. You're looking over her body like, man, she died so fat. That happened.
I'm
not saying that.
No.
I'm spinning around.
I need to give me a charm roll.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Difficulty. Guilty. Actually, it's a ghost. Give it to 18.
Difficulty 48.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, plus persuasion, plus charm. All right.
You see bits and pieces of memory coming from her. She's not still rational. She's still a ghost floating around. She's just floating around now.
Okay.
In a circle.
Uh-huh.
But you see bits of memory of, like, so her brain, like, something, like, first her mother,
mm-hmm.
then pictures of her mother dead that she mm-hmm. saw. She didn't see that. Apparently she was, her mother was actually buried in an unmarked grave,
mm-hmm.
who she was.
Mm-hmm.
She died alone. And then other memories of her brain, mind, like, hurt and her not being able to control her body. Beyond that, it's too hard to tell.
Okay. To bring everyone else into this, because why should I have be the only one enjoying this screaming inside my brain?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use, where are my powers? Shaping.
Mm-hmm.
To take the flashes of imagery, the regrets, and disperse them. I'm basically going to invite them into the land party of suffering.
Roll if you see it.
We're going to get so much lag.
10 plus 5 plus vigor, so it's 20. Wait, is that vigor? Shaping. Transmutation, that'd be at 8 IQ.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be 5 plus 20.
That's enough. I'll let you give me 4-2 saves, please.
Right.
Difficulty, I'll say, it's not really your path, it's not really going to bother you, so give me just 12.
Fortitude and vigor?
Fortitude and vigor.
27.
Ooh, one.
Natural 20.
Whoa.
So 29.
You two are good.
Natural one.
What's he? you lose a stamina.
Yeah. And I toss a book at him. It's his fault.
Somehow.
I think I'm down to two stamina. So I remember spending one before to teleport.
Okay. So it sounds to you like when someone scratches a whiteboard.
A whiteboard.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. A blackboard. It's a ghost.
Oh, now I know why I'm
talking about that. I would think that the hospital, since I am like peripherally at least witness to so much death, it's probably not the first time I've been in the presence of a ghost.
Yeah, you seem one.
I don't like know. I don't know anything about them. It's like once like putting things together, it's like I know what's going on here. I don't know what to do about it. But
if she's dead, I can't really do much.
Yeah,
it's
like I failed here.
Someone shut her up. I'm screaming. Can someone shut her up? Because I can't.
That was my in character reaction.
You got like a blue streak.
Okay.
And you decided to lick it?
No.
Look, because it looked like you were trying to get off a tick and just eat it or something like that.
No, I was trying to. I licked my finger slightly to get rid of it.
You're listening to Fandible.com. Aren't you glad this isn't a video?
Right. So, my character's screaming. Can you shut her up?
I need to. Jerome rocks back. You need to separate the negative emotions from the positive ones so she can think straight. Little help. Little help.
Got an idea. It'll be here soon.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Also, it hasn't been that long.
I understand.
It hasn't been that long.
Don't summon a Pokemon. Summon a My Little Pony. Summon,
Care Bears.
Care Bears. That's a great idea. Ow.
Dude, I'm a god of nerds. I mean, what nerds like Care Bears?
You shouldn't even have to ask that. I don't even know. Okay. Ah!
You know, early fine. You start hearing. You see Julian.
My battle cry.
You see Julian. He's about 6 foot tall, glasses, ponytail, little kind of scruffy beard thing going on in his face.
Neck beard.
He has a neck beard.
His long hair. What a fucking dork. Stop your complaining and work out more, I say as I grab the package that he's holding.
Alright, let's work. He passes out.
I open up like the package and
Fisher Price on it.
What?
Fisher Price toy. Extremely cheap plastic.
I rip open the box and you guys you see my back to back and I turn around as I have something over my my shoulders and straps and I click it on and then I start summoning the power next to me. I hold up like the little rod in my hand.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And I say, okay, let's do this. Don't cross the streets. That's why I'm trying to shape it into reality. I'm trying to use my shaping to... how would I do that? Like, I have shaping. I have a shaping too. I know I can do this. I just don't know how I did it last time.
It's just saying what you need to roll on your shaping
on
the second page.
Okay, cool. Oh, my second page right here?
Yeah.
Okay, so shaping is fate shaping transmutation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to do a transmutation. It's going to be in... IQ, which is 4. Okay. So, 9, is that it?
9?
Yeah.
Total?
Oh, you add your spark plus...
Yes, add your spark as well.
Well, 10.
Which is enough for a simple.
This is not going to be simple.
Alright.
Well, it's, yeah.
Okay. You hit it.
Oh, hold on, you're also using an object, right?
Yeah.
Are you... Are you destroying the object in the process?
He's using the object. He can't destroy the object. It's the thing he's using.
All right. You can spend a temporary spark to get a +2 on that roll. For every spark you spend, you can buff by...
I'll spend my last spark on that for tonight and get a +2.
Are you sure?
What happens if we spend our last spark?
Basically, you can regain it by... I can't remember the exact rules. By being with followers, resting, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It's up to you, honestly.
I feel like there's others.
Okay, so if I fail this, I can't do it again. I can't try, or can I do it next round? Can I try doing this again? Or
I'm gonna say yes. You can try.
Okay, so I'm just gonna say it's just an awkward pause of click. And I was like, okay, maybe the wand was too much. I pull out the box.
Okay, you took as soon as you do that, it turns around, and looks at you, it senses what you were trying to do.
Oh.
gate.
And like a Ghostbuster right at you.
Get her!
Please get him slimed. Please slime him.
Anybody? Oh shit! Don't turn me into the gatekeeper!
What was it? It was the gatekeeper and key
keymaster.
Oh, I want to be the keymaster.
Amazing. I need now. You have one reaction per round, so you can try to dodge out of the way.
Okay.
Okay. Try to dodge.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think it's agility or athletics or acrobatics. Six.
Great plan, Ray. Get her.
17 for my agility.
She got 18. You feel, you two see mm-hmm. two ghostly hands go into his chest, and you start, I need you to give me a fortitude save.
Oh, this is just deciding to give up on me. No, I got like a, is it just fortitude or?
You have fortitude plus vigor, sorry.
Oh, like 17.
That's enough. You feel cold entering your body, but you can't move at this point. They're just in there. And it's painful. Very
probably
painful.
Is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I feel like I should be able to do something now because he's being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
She needs medicine.
Excellent.
Because I'm like on the floor in a fetal position, yeah. Just like cursing the day.
It's just remembering all the, remembering all the terrible like young adult novels that you've read. Yeah, where you're yeah. trying to guess which one's going to be the next Harry Potter.
You're actually replaying Twilight in your head over and over. You don't know why.
It's horrible.
Not the movies, though, the books, which are still pretty tough.
Shoot,
four books is gone forever.
I want to banish the cause of his pain. I'm going to banish the ghost away from him.
All right. Well, it's a spirit. I'll allow it. If you can roll it.
By the way, I had forgotten about this, but you should remember, I have unlucky level 4, so you can make me reroll 2 natural 20s per game.
Oh,
I don't. You don't have to make me, but you get yeah, but you get to choose, like, oh, you rolled a natural 20.
17.
No, try again.
17.
It's pushback. It's not banished, but
it's just...
Do you see what lucky does, by the way? It's an entitlement. Yeah. Anyways,
I'm gonna.
Yeah, lucky, I'm actually nearby. Let me see. I think I've got it.
You get to roll a d20 twice on a roll and get the highest of the two.
Yeah, 5, 17 plus like 21.
That's enough. You see a rhythm of energy flowing around the thing, just like it goes. It's hard to hold on to it. Give me a agility roll.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. It's spend a spark point.
But use your vigor instead of anything else.
Crap, 9.
Yeah, spend 9? one point.
You're being dragged across the floor. Twice.
Get the paddle! Throw it under it! Come on!
I can't believe I'm
you
doing
this.
You
see a paddle on the... You two are still on your knees. Yeah. You see a paddle on the ground.
It's the box. It's like the... It used to have like stickers that had kind of been peeled away and scratched by like a cat or something like now. But now it's actually like made of steel and iron, and there's like painted on stripes. Like, this is the real hazmat deal.
Oh gosh, I push the pedal and kick it under the ghost.
Do not look directly at the trap.
I looked at the trap.
You press it.
I say that, you know, what do they say when they get...
2 in the box, ready to go,
we be fast and they be slow! Oh, dude! I pick it up and it's like sizzling.
Yeah.
Don't you need a vault to put dispose of that now?
Oh.
Are we still in the...
I quickly grab the duct tape.
Yes. Are we still in horrendous pain?
No, now that she's in it, it's over.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was a funny thing because I actually like called my buddy to get that because I figured that the gremlins are around and just like zapping it. But that's like I have like insight.
I'm you like, see, Joel was like, "So where are we right now?" He woke up during the whole exchange. Ah, wow, there's a lot of depressed looking people here.
Let this.
Ah.
Right, meeting adjourned.
Is this a LARP? Can I join? He looks around for a cloak.
No, dude, just
don't. I'm the Dark Lord, so of us!
Dude, seriously, I'm not this close to banning your subscription to Game Guide.
No, get out of here. Hey, let's not get crazy. I'm walking out.
Yeah, you're walking out.
You gotta keep the cloak. Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, just kick him in the ass.
You hear the Dark Lord Sarnas, Dark Lord Sarnas.
I'm looking up.
He has a theme song now.
Yeah, well, I'll be dealing with that one forever, so thanks.
I stand up and address my followers, hold up my hands. Like I said, it's getting very dangerous, so be careful. And then with as much dignity as I can muster, I leave.
They all just, like, wondered what the hell just happened.
I don't know.